This is New England Public Media. Hundreds of resident assistants at UMass Amherst, or RAs, were expected to move into their dorms this week. These are students hired to build community and keep campus life safe. But as UMass revised its COVID-19 policy late last week, only a fraction of students will be allowed to live on campus this fall, including drastically fewer RAs. Their union calls it a layoff and says they should be compensated. But UMass says they hadn't yet started their jobs. New England Public Media's Jill Kaufman reports.
UMass Amherst junior Marco Maldonado was banking on moving into a dorm today.
That's what I had in mind. That's what I packed all of my stuff for.
His dad took the day off from work to drive with him from Somerville to Amherst, but no one is going anywhere yet. UMass officials say they will hire 21 RAs by the end of the week. Maldonado says if he's not among them, he won't be out on the street, but the second-year RA counted on this job to help pay tuition. And with all his classes online.
And where I'm staying at right now, I don't have a secure internet connection because I'm living with my father. Essentially, there's a house and another family is renting the floor. We are renting the room.
UMass Amherst senior Shivani Patel was an RA on campus this summer. She was supposed to change rooms this week to start her fall job and train new RAs. Patel says she can't return home to Burlington, Mass., at least not right away, because family members are immunocompromised.
So I would either have to find a place for at least the month of August, or I would have to find a place for the semester.
And another RA expecting to move back into the dorms this week had already sold his furniture. Finding off-campus affordable, safe housing in the pandemic feels impossible, other RAs said. For months, members of the RA union had been saying it wasn't safe for campus to reopen this fall, says union co-chair James Cordero, a senior. And they told that to school officials, he said. Now their jobs are gone. They call it a layoff.
Our contract mandates that if RAs are laid off, we not be financially harmed. We still receive the expected financial compensation of our position. It's in Article 22 of our collective bargaining agreement. UMass claims they don't have to follow that part of their contract because in their view, we are not hired. We are appointed to our positions.
Cordero says they spoke with the union lawyer and plan to take legal action to try and force UMass to compensate RAs for lost wages. In response, UMass Amherst spokesman Ed Blagojevski said in an email that, quote, the RA appointment had not yet commenced for the upcoming academic year. And with fewer students on campus, Blagojevski said, it required hiring a much smaller workforce. He also wrote that the school recognizes that some students are dependent on campus housing and dining. These situations will be handled on a case-by-case basis, and he wrote, quote, in most instances will be accommodated. All UMass students, RAs or otherwise, were told they could appeal last week's housing decision and to explain in an email their exceptional circumstances. Marco Maldonado did that over the weekend, and just about an hour ago, he got an email from UMass saying he could live on campus. It's unclear, though, if he can afford the nearly $4,000 price tag without his job as an RA. For New England Public Media, I'm Jill Kaufman.